Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. I don't recommend tools I don't use, guys, and this one is good enough that even Open Source Me is using it for one of his projects instead of my trusty old wiki. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 796.
Today we hear from Charles, who asks...
I remember you talking about using your own wiki, and I have so many notes in so many places, I am looking to consolidate them all into one location. While this will be a monstrous task, I have found that I have started notes in the same idea in up to three locations, and while this will be a monstrous task, I have found that I have started notes on the same idea in up to three locations, and while some notes overlap, others do not. I need a singular solution, a wiki, I think. I need it to be free, so likely open source. I would like to access through a cloud service, but I am okay if I have to download it to my PC. Looking for a Windows solution, though, because I am thinking of flipping to Linux in 8 months, I may need one that is Windows and Linux so that I don't waste time working and have to redo. Is it difficult to learn how to create a wiki, and will it be worth the time invested in converting notes, or is this just more of a time suck?
A wiki is exactly the kind of thing you'll want. It's not the only option, and there are a number of kinds of wikis out there. There's free services like Wikia. I don't know exactly how access control works on those, so you'd want to see. MediaWiki, which is the platform that Wikipedia runs on, is the one I use for my own wiki. And what you're describing, I actually have two. I've got one that's the series Bible and one that's my personal project management. The series Bible is eventually going to be front-facing to the audience. So I'm sort of gradually building out my Wikipedia. But it's, you know, I've only got so much time to devote to it, so it's a work in progress. But my project notes, I actually keep in the project notes wiki. They're really easy to run. The coding is a slightly modified version of HTML. And the lovely thing is, since... it's MediaWiki, which runs Wikipedia. If I ever want to do anything I don't know how to do, I just go to a Wikipedia page that does that thing, and I look at the code. It's where you just hit edit page, and then you see how it's done. Really, really easy to figure out how to do stuff. Now, a wiki like that, or like Wikia or whatnot, not the only option. You can also get a downloadable app to your computer, which runs on Windows and Linux, called WikidPad. It's WikidPad. And it's nice and fast and light and does a perfectly good job. Doesn't quite look as nice, but on the other hand, there's a little less coding involved. So it might be more your speed. MediaWiki will run on anything. Windows, Linux, whatnot. You do have to set up a web server on whatever machine you're running. So you will have to do that. It's a LAMP stack or a WAMP stack, Windows or Linux. Apache, PHP, MySQL. Or the equivalents. So you do have to run that stack in order to run it, but that stack is really useful for running other things like ERP programs and stuff that will be very useful to you later on down the line, so it's not a bad idea to have one locally. However, you don't have to do that. If you have a website, most web service providers offer MediaWiki as a free add-on app, and you can just click turn on the wiki in your control panel, and it will magically install MediaWiki for you in whatever place you tell it to on your web server. And then you can just password protect that directory and not link to it, and then the only person who'll know it's there is you. Another option is if you've got a web server and you're service provider doesn't offer that, there's already a LAMP stack there, so you just upload MediaWiki to a subdirectory and go through the setup process. It's simpler to set up than WordPress, and WordPress is already dead simple. So it's really easy to put together. If you're going from zero knowledge, you just find walkthrough style tutorial either on, you know, just search for a text tutorial or go to YouTube. People do walkthroughs of this stuff all the time. And you'll find something that'll get you through it from initial load in to having something you can actually edit. Can be as little as 5 minutes, as much as 30, but that's pretty much the total time investment. Now, once you start doing this, one thing you're going to want to do is periodically, whether it's local or on a cloud server, you're going to want to periodically back up your database. That way, if anything happens, if there's a bug in the software, if your web service provider gets hacked, if there's a worm going around that disables Apache or corrupts your database, or there's a bad software update, or anything like that, you've always got all that work still on your hard drive. Databases are small and portable and light, and they're easy to work with. Even if you don't ever get into editing them, which can be a little bit arcane, they're easy to load into and swap out of any particular app. So those are the kinds of solutions you ought to look for. Some honorable mentions for personal wikis, which is what WikiPad is, are Journaler, TiddlyWiki, WizFolders, and Zim. And some honorable mentions for web server-based wikis are FossWiki, DocuWiki, we already talked about MediaWiki, MindTouch, and UserPress, which is actually designed to work with WordPress. So if you've already got WordPress installed, that may be the one you want to look at. We'll link to all those in the show notes, and there you go. Good luck on consolidating those notes. It will make a world of difference for you. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.